got the truck back. So where you been? I ain't heard you in forever.
Getting another radiator put on my truck. Trying to get it put on was a pain in the butt, but I finally got it on. I had it in the garage put it on.
Understandable. Yeah, we didn't know if maybe the driver was getting there so early, you was getting home and drinking your coffee early or what.
Some truck problem. I tell you, it's been a pain.
Those pain in the butt truck problems. Going your route.
So far, so good. I can't complain. I've been running fairly well so far.
Well, HF bands been turning on pretty good. Sometimes I get on the radio in the evening and can't hardly hear anything. Get on other times and 10 meters it was going pretty good today for yesterday.
I was on 10 meters the other day myself, but I didn't get on to say anything.
Yeah, me neither. A lot of the people that were on there were kind of doing the quick contact, name and signal report. Talk to you later, and that was it. So I just listened for a little bit and moved on.
I've done here lately is listen.
Trying to practice my Morse code and listen a little bit of that in the evening to see if I can pick out some letters and words.
Been studying from extra class, but it just ain't clicking.
I can open my book yet. I ordered the ARRL extra study book, whatever it is. I ain't even put the plastic off of it yet. I know if I get bogged down in that, if I start on that, then I won't keep going on my Morse code stuff, and I really want to get it down.
I've never been able to get the click and stay in my head Morse code.
I feel the same way. It's tough. I mean, I know the letters and stuff, but when I hear it, I just get so bogged down on what I miss that I can't focus on what I need to be listening to, and it just drives me crazy.
Wanted to cheat, I could go into that program on that 3000 I got. It'll decode it for me.
Pretty good. I've tried the decoder on Ham Radio Deluxe software, and it does a decent job. Not really a great job, though. I guess it depends on how well the person's sending. Like, if they're sending fast and furious, it can't hardly pick them up. Or if they're just really spread out, their letters are spread out too bad that it can't pick that up either. It's really finicky about what it wants to decode.
Yeah, I know how you're talking about on that program there. I've tried it.
Considering how much noise you can cut out when you got the CW filter on, like 40 for me is just noisy. I can't do much anything, but I can get on there and have a signal on CW and hear it plain as day, even though I've got interference, right beside it on the waterfall. It won't pick it up because I'm, down to what, 50 hertz, is that right, if I remember correctly? KO4CF, right?
You're right on that. Hadn't dealt into that Morse code stuff yet.
Shoot, I've practiced since I had my technician. I've done it for that long, off and on, do it for a month or two and then stop for a while and then do it again, so. And then I took a break to study for my general, and then I gotta get it down or gotta give up. I don't know which yet.
Get it. One of these days it'll click, and you'll say, I was so worried. It turned out to be easier than what I thought.
KN4 TFW Mobile.
Good morning, guys. Good to hear you back on the radio, Ed.
I got my truck back.
Younger than you thought.
Better than it should.
On this hump day.
Be way too late.
In the day.
Do that, and I got a beat up meeting I'm going into, and I already know it. That's the bad part. Leaving yesterday was a bad day. Know what I'm coming into this meeting this morning.
I just make cars. It's the same thing over and over. How complicated can it be?
Right. You're very, very right. But it seems like when you have issues with the bolts for the seats, they can tend to frown on it, so.
Nice. Put them with a little air tool instead of by hand.
Likely. More than likely. I guarantee you that's probably pretty close to being accurate, so. We will find out this morning, and my boss man will get the fuss at me and my B-shift counterpart.
Watching them, right?
Exactly that, or you choose the right people.
Better KN4TFW.
I did finally get on the radio a little bit last night. I talked to a guy in Cuba. It was fairly short. I didn't get to stay on too late because I was trying to get to bed. I got to talk to a gentleman in Cuba for a little while last night on JSA.
Contacts over the weekend, a couple of parks, one in Texas and one in Florida, just to make sure I can still do it.
He holds you out. You've been gone for a while.
In the garden, that's all I'm doing.
So I finally canceled my order with MFJ.
Tired of waiting, huh?
Sent him an email back at the beginning of, well, about mid-May. I sent him an email asking when it was going to be ready, if they had any timeline or anything. And they emailed me back and said they'd ship it in 2 weeks. 2 weeks came and went. No email, no nothing. So I emailed them back and told them I would like to cancel my order, and they needed to refund me all my money. And they did. So I was surprised. I thought it was going to be a fight to get my money back, but they gave it back to me.
Say, MFJ's got good customer service. I've never had no problem out of their customer service.
Yeah, I really needed that that noise phase thing, whatever it is.
A couple of filters that came with the radio, I just flip it on and it pretty much takes care of the problem.
Good. 40 is really the only band that it tends to affect the most, and that's the band that's most active in the evening.
During the day.
Live over the weekend.
85's backed up this morning. I love it.
It's up on the northbound side, is it?
It's flowing good. South is not quite a standstill, but it's pretty close right here at 290.
Come on in here, Ken.
I think I've had one incident in the 9 months I've been working up here on the interstate, so I really can't complain right now.
All the back roads to get there.
Bunch of them, right?
Especially between 290 and 101.
All the traffic, you'd think I was running way late.
Need that summertime traffic, too.
Man, I don't have to deal with school buses came for an AP Friday.
Be on time, you would never have to fool with it, right? KN4 TFW.
Slow driver tonight.
Just over here looking pitiful. There's not many cars out there. They must be having some delivery issues, you reckon?
We're scooping used cars up. We were given the opportunity to turn our lease cars in. Won't get another one until roughly 2022. But they'll let you turn it in with no penalty. Usually you got to wait a year before you can even consider getting back in.
Deal like that.
If you drive, you'd be having to turn it in every other month.
They'll take anything we can turn in, and like I said, no penalty. And usually we have a mileage cap. Now they're not even doing that, so you keep your car for as long as you need to, so they can get you another one to go in.
Yeah, where'd I sign up?
stars this antenna they don't like, which it's about time to take it off now, so I'm going to say 7-3. I hope both of you all have a great day. I'll be safe out there on the road, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Good. Have an awesome day. Don't let them make you lose too much weight this morning in that meeting. KN4TFW.
Staff meeting.
So you got to pick something you had nothing to do with.
Tell me about it. When something happened, needed to be fixed, guess who they called?
Play issues like that, I got a fix with one of the welding supply companies.
Boys had to deal with personnel issues.
I hear the only issues I got now is whatever I cause usually, and wrapping up some loose ends from the previous.
I couldn't figure out it was 9 times out of 10, it wasn't one of my men. I was having to straighten something out for another supervisor.
Issues with people just trying to show up on time or whatever, or, you know, never showing up at all that day. And then you know, they're a decent worker when they're there, and you can't hardly find anybody to, you know, backfill.
Friday. My daughter-in-law at work's Borg Warner. They've been putting people out on furlough.
They on furlough?
They make parts for Chrysler and for Jeeps and stuff. And they, I don't know what's going on, but they've been putting people on furlough.
Caught up, but the other people are waiting on parts from other places, you know, from overseas, and can't get them.
Today, when they put them on furlough, they still pay them.
You think they, you know, when I got furloughed, it was, you know, you had to collect unemployment.
They take good care of them. Can't complain.
You know those DR brand, little walk behind bush hogs?
A friend of mine had one. He loved it.
Well, it's got one that's, I don't know, he got it from his father-in-law. It's only maybe a couple of years old, but he only used it a little bit. And he wants $800 for it. And I guess he paid about $4,000 for it. And that, if you know anybody.
Word out and see what I can find.
Word easily, so it ain't real far from you.
Use it right now. Sort of short on cash due to having so much work done on my truck.
What do you have to do besides the radiator?
Several different little issues here, there, and yonder the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Hey, while you were on the route or just getting it started?
Had cam sensors replaced and a coil pack. Pulled into the rec department and starter died on me right there. Had to fix it in the parking lot. And then the radiator pulled its stunt. And I think my transmission's wanting to mess up a little bit this morning. Bad part about it is it wasn't messing up prior to going to the shop.
The hose off or something?
Idea. It act like it's low in fluid. They may have let some of it drain out when they were changing the radiator out. I've got a cooler up front in front of the radiator. I think it takes care of the transmission, keeping the transmission cool.
About that. I see a rollback headed up on the interstate, headed south, probably headed over there to where Andrew saw the backup. What do you think?
Probably right. So the sun's coming up, and I don't have no cakes on the griddle yet.
It's a little cloudy over this way in the east.
Overcast here. They're clouds are high, but I think we're supposed to get some rain sometime this week.
20% chance this evening, and then a better chance of thunderstorms tomorrow.
If it's gonna rain, it'll rain on me while I'm on the route.
About that, we could use a little bit of rain, sure enough.
I'm not gonna complain if we get any rain. We need it.
On the news out west, there were a couple of big cattle ranches that it hadn't rained on them in several years.
I'm not surprised. I know when I went out to Texas on the extradition, they was property everywhere out there for sale for $75 an acre, but didn't have no water on it.
Well, seriously, deep one, right?
I would say about 300-350 foot one.
A little article about the bear was in the yard and dogs ran out and the lady ran out and pushed the bear off of the wall.
About that woman's got some backbone.
A 17-year-old teenager, and I guess the bear was walking on out west. He was walking on the cinder block wall and had a couple of cubs. And then I don't know how the dogs came out, whether she started out or whatever. Anyway, the dog saw the bear and ran over there, and it started swatting at him and everything, and then it started swatting at one of the little dogs, and then she just flew out there and just, you know, plowed into it and pushed it off of the wall long enough for her to grab the dogs and get back inside.
Bear didn't come after her.
Do was, you know, swat her one time and that'd have been all over with.
Not having to wait on my radiator, my mechanic went out to out west and did some black bear hunting. He got him one. He said it wasn't a very big one, but he got one.
The boys had come over and put it in for you.
They were all tied up.
I was over at my father-in-law's a couple of days. Remember last time when we had to get that big dumpster?
Get one of those myself.
This one, DSS went over there, saw all the conditions and everything, and told them that, you know, they had a week to get it, to make it livable, or they were boarding it up, and then they got a two-week extension. And then, so my sister-in-law's been over there almost a week now, and I think they're supposed to empty the dumpster today, and then probably need two more anyway.
Get ready, is it?
Somebody's wife, man, she just got all kinds of stuff that, you know, is like her mama passed away, and she's got all her mama's clothes.
I'm fighting that issue myself.
It took me till Sunday afternoon to get up and up courage to go on inside.
Got her mama's clothes and everything else, and I told her, I said, you need to get rid of that stuff, because I said, you can't wear it, give it to somebody who can. And the only answer I get is, but it was my mama.
You probably have to get rid of it eventually, right?
Be right on that one.
Stuff that took out of the house, the better it started smelling. Not that it smelled good, you know. I mean, you could smell the house from 15 feet away.
Man, when you have a bunch of stuff stacked up, it gets moldy. And that's what you smell, that old mold.
This is related to cat.
I understand that. I've been in houses like that before.
Dementia pretty bad, and he'll, you know, he'll be out on the porch in his underwear and hollering at people walking down the road and everything, and it's just getting to be a bad situation.
Part about it is he doesn't realize he's doing it.
They got a dumpster with a darn porta potty hooked onto it.
One like that before.
about a 10 or 12 yard dumpster with a porta potty on each side.
4-8-X. Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4TFW.
For having a good morning. I've been hearing the conversation there for the last little bit. Turning a trailer around up at the house. A little tight. Don't drag that thing too much longer. Maybe not. I'm hoping everything goes good this week and I move on to getting the truck. The other one, I'm working on getting all the paperwork and everything done on it now, so that'll be good news.
My truck, what day was it? Sunday. I guess it was Sunday. And I went through the drive-thru, and usually the antenna just bends back a little bit, but damn, it was some kind of metal awning or whatever. And man, it snagged it, and it just snatched it right apart.
I try to avoid drive-thrus anymore. Really can't go through them anyway with the trailer behind me, so. But at least mine are mag mounts. It just knocks them over, and then I got to stick them back up.
Mag mount, you'd have never knocked it over.
There's three magnet mounts.
I had to take a crescent wrench and hook onto it to get it to pry up.
Single, and it's stuck right in the middle of the roof of this excursion, so I don't know, it works out pretty good right now. Like I said, there's a few places I can't get to the repeater, but not too many, so it's working right now.
Keep the roof down onto the side of the hood, and that, it was working good. I mean, it was barely touched the drive-through, and that usually just, you know, the last little chip had a whip, but that little knob on the end snagged onto something, boy, and it just pulled it right apart, pulled one of the load coils apart.
Good. So, hey, did you get your truck back? Is that what I heard?
Finally got her back, and I tell you what, I really missed it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Amazing how used you get to doing something, then when it changes, it just messes everything up.
Yeah, right.
I talked to everybody else this morning. They all doing okay?
I didn't hear Tim this morning.
They must be going in real early or something. I don't know. I know they've had their hands full with work.
And he was getting ready to go ahead and he was going on to second shift for a while to help train somebody up.
And over here by work is that the one's at 259, the other's at 285.
It's up to $3 a gallon now.
I'm rolling down the road to the gate. So I'll tell you guys 73. Hope you guys have an awesome day and look forward to maybe catching you this afternoon or tomorrow morning. KN4TFW.
It was good to hear you again. So hopefully catch you in the morning. KN4NAP, send it 73.
73, Kent. Have a good day and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. If not, I'll talk to you in the morning. 73. You about done with your route, or you still got a ways to go?
Got about another 15, 20 minutes.
Hear you back on the radio this morning. I know I was asking you the other day. Hadn't heard from you.
It's my old radio. I got a gab in the morning.
It does help. Since I've got my light ticket there and it sure does make a difference just having somebody to talk to up and down this mountain.
It's up to boredom.
And it helps you keep your eyes open.
Don't come on until usually more toward the tail end of my route.
Thought you was going to hear me earlier this morning. I kept waking up. Just didn't sleep good last night. Thought about getting out of the bed and just going in there and checking to see if anybody's on the radio. but finally ended up falling back asleep.
Where's he here?
Have a good Memorial Day weekend.
Good weekend. Had to work.
What's wrong with your truck?
Place the radiator.
It wasn't nothing too major then.
My transmission's wanting to slip a little bit. Wasn't slipping until I took it to the shop. I don't know what they done. When I get back to the house and their fluid settled down, I'll check the transmission fluid. Make sure it's full before I make a phone call.
Yeah, hopefully that's all it is. Nothing else. But you never know.
She was slipping prior to going to the shop. Sit for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's amazing those coincidences or things that can happen when something like that goes on. I know my dad just had his in the shop. Had a caliper lockup on it. Had it in the shop. Now the ACs went out on it. Had to fix the AC while it was there.
Hey guys, I think my truck fell in love with you. She's tearing up just so she can come over here to see you.
Doesn't it?
Truck mate fell in love with him with my wallet hat.
I mean, that's why I learned to work on my own vehicles. That's why I got into mechanic work to start with.
Put it in myself, and boy, did I get told off.
Get told off for that.
Mine don't want me doing nothing like that, anything that might get me agitated and irritated. They don't want me to have a blowout, I guess.
It does put a little stress on you when things like that happen. I've had a few days where I've had a few blowouts working on cars.
I have 35% of my heart working, so they get on to me while I try and do what I used to do.
Yeah, well, good for them. They need to take care of you. So be careful with that, especially out there in the heat.
They just won't keep me around a little bit longer. I'm in a bad spot, or you're in a bad spot, but I didn't understand anything you said.
It probably means I was saying, you think being around want to keep them that way. But I'm coming up into the black hole up here. I'm going to take 7 degrees and enjoy the thing this morning. Very simple. I'll be clearly on my deal before I can't come and listen.
Have a good one. Be careful. And I hope to make a million. And hopefully catch you later or in the morning one.